Words. The words came and killed the hostages, killed the ghosts stuck in crevices of crow's feet eyes and in the long book of regrets and what ifs. The words came and said, the greatest indication of spiritual immaturity is the lack of gratitude. The words were singular, pounded their plurality into one soft mass, or like pieces of glass, heated, liquefied, blending smoothly the dangerous edges. The words came as two hawks hovering in surreal stillness, and then came again in the small measles scar of someone I knew as a child, seen again as an adult, flooding me with a memory and an affirmation that the spaces between this time and that time do not exist, not as a ladder, not as fossil bones, but those spaces somehow existing contain the intrinsic value of eternity. The words came and were excellent company, said, hear the melody while joining each note, be absorbed into its specific portrait. The words said, pause, brought me into the sun rising over the field, out of the dark forest that was covered with bramble and dead-rooted trees. I found a way out. I held a hand, briefly, but long enough to be healed. I saw the old cat smiling on the mat, and the old dog as happy as he was when he was young. A house embroidered with the harmony that comes after journeying through the trapped doors of hell. I am on horseback with my chestnut-red friend, galloping near the round edge, certain of our flight, both of us embodying a perpetual exhilaration. And where are we going? So fast, so in tune. No words now. Just a sweet nectar symbiotic flow. Call these words a dream. Call them bohemian. Back away. Throw the stone. Seal them. All bars and walls are purgatory spent, blown over. Lick your lips. Let the spider live. Blow it over. Behind.